All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, here at DuckFeed, I have decided that everyone needs to take a personality test.
What?
To see what kind of person they are so we can get the most out of them.
Oh, okay. It's a team building kind of thing. Got to make sure that I am playing to my strengths.
Yes. Yeah. Incredibly important that we get the most out of you.
Yep.
And by we, I mean me and the patrons.
Oh, my God. I know this is pursuant to something that we riffed about. I forget. We've recorded a lot. The book that comes with the Strengths Finder test, the Strengths Finder 2.0, opens up, you know, as it's kind of explaining the philosophy behind the test or whatever, which is basically like, don't try and shore up your weaknesses, play to your strength. It like opens up with an essay about why the movie Rudy sucks. Like, Rudy never should have been playing football. He was small. He made the team worse. He could have been doing better things. Don't be your team's Rudy. And it's like, I'm pretty attached to the movie Rudy. I think it's really good. It's a good story.
Hey, dude. I have no attachment to Rudy, but I also think that's a very weird venue for this guy's blog post.
Sorry, I don't know. I felt like I would have forgotten that digression before we even started.
No, so. it's good.
Yeah.
So I have this here. I've got a study carol for you. You remember those?
Ah, I love study carols.
Me too, man. I bought a bunch of decommissioned ones.
Hmm.
So go ahead. I've got this thing for you to fill out. It's going to be a bunch of questions like, you know, do you consider yourself to be, you know, in this scenario, do you grab the piece of cake or do you slice it up and share it with your friends? Things like that.
Well, what smell do you most enjoy? Gasoline or bank customers?
Yeah, exactly. Do you enjoy excellent customer service or robbing from your boss?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do some time passing music.
Okay.
And while you fill out this test.
All right.
And then I'm going to run it through the computer and see what your score is.
Okay. I'll put in the usual thing that I put in. And here you go. I got the Scantron here for you, buddy.
Thanks. Thank you. Let me feed into the computer. Looks like you, your personality type is you're an MASK.
An MASK?
Yeah, you're mad, angry,
mm-hmm.
screamy, and
cool.
And cool with a K.
Cool.
Oh shit! Fuck. I cut corners. I was trying to get Myers-Briggs.
Okay.
For this, but I got the Marlowe-Briggs personality test instead.
I'm fine with that.
On accident.
Everybody gets mask and Marlowe-Briggs.
Yes. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Abject Suffering, an anagram of 15 crab jugs.
Is that true? It sounds true.
It came from Riff, so I'm assuming so.
Okay, I trust Riff on anagrams. I trust Riff on most things.
I don't trust Riff on all things, but I definitely trust him on anagrams.
I trust him on a lot of things.
Yeah. I do trust him for... Well, there are a lot of things out there, though.
That's true.
I bet you it's a shockingly low percentage of things I trust him on, like in terms of things.
Yeah, yeah.
I probably trust Riss on like 5% of the things.
Okay. But like,
because there's stuff in there like advanced accounting and quantum engineering and
surgery. Right.
You know?
Yeah. But if there's anything that Riff knows about, it is wordplay and anagrams and stuff like that. So yeah. 15 crab jugs it is.
Yeah. 15 crab jugs it is. And today, we're talking about Marlowe-Briggs.
Mm-hmm. And the Mask of Death.
It is a golden time for wisecracking masks in video games. If you want to have an Ooga Booga mask, like a kind of racist witch doctor mask that wisecracks at you,
uh-huh.
Boy, have we got several games for you.
It is a magic time for masks and games. What else have we played that has had the mask besides Crash Bandicoot a year ago?
And I'm sure we've done a video game adaptation of The Mask with Jim Carrey.
Oh, we have not done a video game adaptation of The Mask, my friend.
oh, we gotta, let's rectify that soon.
Yeah, we got to get that in there. I mean, we didn't have anything, I was going to take us into a digression about the mask because this is mask adjacent. But I mean, if we do an episode about the an SNES The Mask game, I'll watch that mm-hmm. movie again.
Yeah, there's a Super Nintendo game. It's a side scroller.
Uh-huh,
it may surprise you to find out, by Black Pearl Software. So we can, and published by Virgin, of course.
Okay.
So we can certainly do this at some point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I will keep my mask powder dry.
Don't watch The Mask for fun. you have to hold yourself. Do Son of Mask.
Okay.
As kind of methadone of mask for a little bit.
You have to work your way up. Work your way mm-hmm. up to mask, full mask.
Yeah. It's like a Shadow of Mordor.
Mm.
Like you have to work your way through the Son of Mask to get up to the mask, and then eventually get to Father of Mask and Grandfather of Mask.
Mask of War. Just,
yeah, work your way up.
Yeah. You know? This is, I'm looking to see if anybody's put this into the suggestion box. This is a coal joint.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, no, I brought this one.
I thought that this was a suggestion.
No, this is Cole's vanity demand. I had no idea what this game was. All that I knew was, like, I was reading a Something Awful thread about, like, a Steam sale or whatever, and people were saying, oh, Marlo Briggs is a dollar, because Marlo Briggs is always a dollar. Check it out, because it's actually kind of okay. And so...
I'd say this is pretty, you know, good for a dollar.
Yeah, I'd buy that for a dollar, as RoboCop would say.
I would if I, you know, if time wasn't the only currency.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so you know. I was honestly just looking for an excuse to see what this was, because there was no way, you know, having paid a dollar for this 7 years ago, that I was going to fire it up just out of curiosity. It had to be attached to a show.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Yeah.
Have you considered what that dollar would be worth now with inflation?
Probably like $1.12 or something like that.
Let's find out.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Nobody suggested this. I'm surprised. This is like it is known among people who play weird, obscure games.
Yeah, this has the feeling of like a 6 or 7 out of 10. That's not that bad.
Yeah.
Has hidden gem appeal, but it, for me, it's like because of the competence of it.
Yes.
It's not because I feel like I am not that hungry for another God of War.
And that's what this is.
And this is God of War. It's God of War with a wisecracking mask. So imagine Kratos instead of having boy,
mm-hmm.
He had a kind of racist mask that told him how cool he was.
Yes, or how sucky he was.
Or how sucky he was, depending.
Yeah.
And he fought everybody with a double-bladed hell scythe, and sometimes he parried missiles.
Yes.
At people. And that's kind of what this feels like.
Mm-hmm. No, you just described the entire game that I played in the first half hour or so.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot more to it than that.
Yeah. And I felt it running out of steam by that point, as I was like, as I got to the point in the first level where it was like, and now here's where you shimmy along ledges by, you know, by clinging to them. I was like, oh, okay. So we're getting to the climbing part. You're out of ideas now, aren't you? Okay.
And it's very quick.
Yeah.
To me, the redeeming part of this was the beginning story part, which was very funny. To me,
James Hong plays a good corrupt CEO. Yeah.
Yeah. James Hong, you know, Big Trouble in Little China, or the dad from Wayne's World 2,
mm-hmm.
Cassandra's dad. Just really, you know, great actor. But just the idea of like, I'm bringing my smoke jumper boyfriend for just a field trip to an archaeological dig. and then just immediate evil. Like I thought that maybe this was a parody of 50 Cent Blood in the Sand.
Similar energy. And I was worried about saying that because I may have just been noticing that they both have black protagonist. Yeah.
Well, I thought we were going to have to try to get the mask back or something initially.
Right. Because
we went in and checked in with that dude, and she tried to quit. And I was like, oh, like he's going to try to get, like, he wants her to be paid, but then it just turns out she gets damseled.
Yes.
You know, and he gets murdered immediately.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to shoot him. And she's like, no, use that. Use the gigantic Soul Calibur double-headed death scythe that'll bring him back as an immortal warrior.
It's hilarious because we haven't seen it yet. Like, it's not the establishing shot of this, like, little tent office or whatever. It's just like, she's about to shoot him. And he goes, no, use this very prominent spear that we've not seen before.
It's really good. Yeah. Double-headed, double scythe.
Yeah.
Which sends you into a hell realm where a mask revives you as an eternal warrior and starts. And this is the tone of this game is not funny, but unfortunately lighthearted. I found you're it's a lot of like, this is the kind of exchange that people on TV Tropes probably think are very funny, where Marlo Briggs is like, it's going to be a bloodbath. And the mask is like, the gods will be pleased. And that's what we're dealing with here.
Right. Right.
So if you like that kind of dialogue, here you go.
I do like the audacity of almost doing it like a green Aesop as well, because, you know, early on in the level, you're, you know, walking along this little mountain path and your mask guy says, yes, the natural beauty of my kingdom. And you round a corner and you see what this corrupt CEO has done. It's like a huge mining. It just basically started like strip mining the entire place. He's like, we must get revenge for what they have done to my kingdom. It's like,
yeah,
what? And then the ending, not to jump ahead, but the end with a sequel hook where you go back in time and you're just like kicking it with the emperor who, you know, whose ghost is haunting the mask. And it ends with the camera panning out and showing the conquistadors arriving.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's time to suit up.
we got to deal with some Spaniards.
I couldn't handle the way initially it constantly switched to cutscene.
Yeah.
Like at the drop of a hat, like you'd be playing, you'd jump on something and then it would be like, oh, like a crane is now falling and a wrecking ball is going to come hit me and a tire is going to fly by my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And this is all just going to be done in a non-interactive sense. And then I just get to another flat plane to do beat 'em up God of War combat.
Yeah, revengeance it ain't. It's not like putting you in these dynamic situations and you're controlling it the same the entire time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a huge bummer. You know, and just like really, I mean, this came out in 2013. Mm-hmm. And boy, does it feel like it.
Yeah.
You know, like this is of its time in a way. Like, I don't know that this will necessarily be missed.
Right.
This kind of game and this kind of aesthetic and everything.
It's so late. Just in terms of like, we're going to make the Xbox's God of War, which is what this, you know, what the attempt was. Like, this was published by Microsoft. It was published by 505, but like Microsoft Game Studios helped develop it. Mm-hmm. To do that in 2013, you know, they had a chance. Yeah, that's a long time to say, here's our entry in the shallow character action beat 'em up genre.
Yeah, the tap actually. Em up.
Yeah, because like in apparently genre. Dante's Inferno didn't keep, like it didn't take.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it just has a bad shelf life. Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
I wish I had more to talk about the game. Like the cutscenes and stuff are kind of wild, but it's all wisecracking.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is a wisecracking mask that speaks English, talking about the fun of violence, and then you talking about getting revenge for your girlfriend.
Yes,
you know, in a B movie kind of way. That again, I can imagine the enjoyability of this more than I can feel it.
It's the kind of game that I'm happy exists, right? To a certain degree, because like I want there to be B games. You know, and it feels like I never identify them in the time, you know, like the budget entry that just kind of lives off in obscurity and maybe some of them bubble up and become like an EDF. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Even that though, like I end up finding the curve that we judge B games on a little bit frustrating sometimes.
Yeah. You get a Mr. Mosquito, you know, like, where like, it's not that fun, but it's remembered for its novelty kind of stuff.
Yeah. Or an EDF.
Yeah,
which is not that fun, but you know, remembered for its novelty, and then they made 20 identical games of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. Like it is this feels like a video game they'd be playing in CIS or CSI.
Oh yeah, you know? You mean NCIS? Yeah.
Yes. There we go. Yeah. You know,
maybe
just
we
like
should
show,
have multiple
like,
multiple primetime shows that are all anagrams that share the same letters.
Yeah, just letters.
Yeah.
It's just, so dumb. There's tonight, a new one coming out in fall as well.
Tonight on CBS, it is S-I-C-N.
S-I-C-N-B-S. Victim Squad. victim fight.
Yeah.
There's something that, about this that feels very generic to me that I had a really hard time with, even mm-hmm. though I do like the idea of there being a person of color as the lead. Mm-hmm. And I like James Hong's performance as being deliciously evil.
Our dude does not seem at all perturbed by the fact that he died or that he is denied eternal rest by being brought back as a spirit warrior.
Or that his girlfriend's been kidnapped. Like, it's mostly vengeance.
Right.
At this point.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did you do the turret mini game with the helicopters?
No.
Yeah, there's a turret.
I tapped out before that. I was a little bit behind.
Yeah, there's a turret mini game that like that also reminded me of 50 Cent because your guy hates helicopters and you get on a turret and you've got a machine gun and you shoot down probably 50 of them over the course of this little game that you do. Yeah, I thought. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think about what would I do if I was godly rich, right? You know, not just like, you know, comfortable forever rich, but like had the money to do whatever I wanted. And I think that probably like the most attractive version of that particular kind of hell and, you know, moral turpitude that you would have to get to that point is unlimited access to helicopters.
Sure. Yeah. You know, putting aside the, you always have to put the like, oh, I wouldn't solve, you know, I wouldn't fix the water in Flint. Like right. All that stuff's taken care of, you know, unlimited helicopters is your move.
Unlimited helicopters. I think I like helicopters a lot.
What would you do with these helicopters, Cole?
Probably fly from point A to point B and in the middle, stay still while up in the air, because that's what helicopters do.
One of them at a time? In this world, is a helicopter only good for one flight? Are they disposable Kodak helicopters?
It's never the same once a helicopter's broken in. You know, just a...
Nothing like fresh copter.
Oh man, just something about Chinook.
I gotta buy this copter in Tennessee where the age of consent is lower.
Yes, I'm a libertarian. Of course I'd be a helicopter libertarian.
This my underage helicopter doesn't have seatbelts.
Jeez. No, just again, godly rich. Some people, when they get enough money, they make it so I'm gonna wear a fresh pair of socks every day. Okay, me,
yeah,
you know, just disposable helicopters, just leave them by the side of the road. I don't care.
Yeah, you want a Grand Theft Auto life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say like Grand Theft Auto life, Grand Theft Auto wife. You know.
Yep. I think helicopters are funny. Just the idea, you know, the funniest way to die is to walk into the tail rotor of a helicopter, I think.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, choppers, sometimes called Hueys. They have a lot of fun nicknames.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you turned me around on this.
I'm you never thought about helicopters that much. Yeah.
They also seem like they'd be easy. I know that's not true, but it just feels like something I could fly.
Barney Gumble, that's how he got sober was by doing bag. Yeah. Yeah. If Barney Gumble can do it.
I can do anything Barney Gumble can do.
Yeah. Except saying he's got the voice of an angel, but
he does have a voice of an angel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
Helicopters. My only problem with helicopters is they can't go underwater yet.
Yeah. Well, they will get water copters.
Mm-hmm.
I think eventually.
Yeah.
What would I do if I had that kind of money? You know, what frivolous thing?
Yeah, what frivolous thing? Again, you solve the problems. There's nothing. You are the rare person who has resources but does not have people that you can help with them.
So yeah, something non-existent.
Something
person that I am.
Something to do. Again, you've got helicopter money. You have disposable helicopter money.
Yeah, interesting. Maybe one man submersibles, the helicopters of the sea. You know?
Wait a minute. You just took my idea about helicopters that go underwater.
Well, mine can go up in the air as well. Like, eventually they'll be able to fly.
Okay.
So.
All right. Eventually. You know? It's kind of like how every living thing eventually evolves into crabs. You know?
Yeah.
Then just that kind of thing. Helicopters and submersibles are always going to come together. Yeah.
It's a beautiful evolutionary step.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I actually think I would just recreate things from my youth.
Oh yeah.
Like the guys who during the pandemic, like turned their basement into a video store.
Oh, I saw that. Like, yeah.
I would just do shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like turn my basement into a video store, turn my basement into an arcade, you know, that's like literally all I would do.
Yeah.
Turn another basement into a comic store. You know, I would just make fake retail spaces that looked like things that reminded me when I was young.
Fuck fake retail spaces. Like, you've got helicopter money. Go back to your hometown and then just, you know, using photos and archival footage, bulldoze whatever was built up there and rebuild the stuff that was there. I miss the mall.
Yeah.
It was Kingsgate Mall in Mansfield, Ohio, where we would go to Laser Arcade, and they had a Buckeye Bakery and a coin store. And a sports memorabilia store and an organ store and a like an Ohio Lottery kiosk where we go buy scratchers to play in the food court. It's a Kroger now, but not for long, because I'm going to go in there and push all of the food out.
I'm going to crash several helicopters into it until the property values are low enough for me to buy it.
Yeah, I'm going to go in. I'm going to bring all of that stuff back. Laser Arcade's going to be there with its avalanche machine in the back, or no, aftershock machine in the back, and the skee ball at the right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It would be, I would love to bring my old comic book shop guy, Scott Lore, who started Legends and Lore comic books, and just forcibly bring him out of retirement. Like, I don't care where you live or what you're doing. I have money now.
Yep. You know, and, you know, if you have that kind of money, it's not just carrot, right? Like, you may just see. Some people, you know, they're not sufficient. You know, they're happy without helicopter money. What you have to do. Say, hey, I will pay you money, but also I will use all of my resources to make life unbearable for you until you acquiesce to me.
We're talking about becoming the villain from Beta Test.
Yes, we are.
Where you just do broad daylight kidnapping to become a god.
Uh-huh.
And I'm saying that I would.
Yes.
Again, after all the problems are solved, I need to start creating some problems.
Yeah. You gotta keep busy. And then
eventually people are going to start trying to become millionaires or to stop my helicopter slavery business. where I enslave people to reenact things from my youth. Be the barber who rubbed his balls on the back of my hand. Do it, slave.
I will blacken the sky. I will blacken the sky with my choppers.
Yep. I must have everything else. This middle school is now a fun fair 24/7. In case I happen to show up.
Yeah.
I would like to buy my hometown and just recreate it as my youth.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I'm looking for is it's a good life situation. Like the Twilight Zone.
Right. Right.
I want the gig that kid had, you know,
being the magic autocrat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be a magic autocrat in my hometown where I can just relive, you know, parts of my childhood, except now I can buy as many magic cards as I want. You know?
Yep.
Like, but they have to be from people, you know, who are in a WandaVision situation.
Yes. Like, they have to be unable to escape. And they have to not be aware of their plight.
Yeah. Imagine the dream, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I want a hair. I need a haircut. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go to a Great Clips. I'm going to go to the famous hair that was next to the video game exchange. I'm going to sit on the horsey and I'm going to watch the Tiny Toons music video special with the They Might Be Giants songs while they cut my hair and I eat a lollipop.
Famous hair?
Famous hair.
It's a funny name for a thing.
It is. Yeah.
Buy in my hometown. Never thought about it. I did find when I was on Zillow sorting from low to high, which is a fun thing to do in my hometown, and found several like creepy haunted buildings that are now abandoned creepy lots that I could buy for like frighteningly affordable amounts if I wanted to.
Yeah.
You know, like this where the haunted, like the definitely closed down veterinarian from the 70s was like is now a $3,000 mud lot that I could own. You know? It's like a fun feeling.
Just if you just want to have a place to do some dumping.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't mind having just a little patch.
Yeah.
You know, just to do some dumping or to like, you know, if I'm ever staying in my hometown, I can like pitch a tent.
Yeah. It's my lot.
Get haunted by some pet hamsters.
Yeah. There's no sewers. There's no power. There's no gods.
Yeah.
I blacken the sky with my helicopters.
I'll make everything with hemp.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm a billionaire god now.
Yeah.
I'm like Woody Harrelson.
Doing that search is a good way to find a lot of mysterious posts that are sticking out of cracked asphalt with chains that go to nowhere.
Man, have you been following this trend that on Twitter of people on like TikTok finding hidden rooms in basements and shit they didn't know they had?
No, I haven't. Okay,
a bunch of those bubble up to the top. It's cool.
I saw one. It was a woman in New York who felt like a weird breeze from behind her mirror. And
there's a room back there?
Yeah. And she was like, oh, I took the mirror down. It wasn't just a room. It was an entire other apartment that was like under construction.
Yes. Yes. And that's just so cool.
Yeah.
There's also a woman who found a basement under the carpeting in her kitchen.
Holy shit.
Like pulled up the thing and there's like furniture down there and stuff. And it's like super scary. And I'm like, man, that is like the scariest thing.
I love that so much. That is so good. Yeah. Oh,
my buddy Derek is remodeling his house and he found, in the ceiling, this like ancient, like weird wrought iron vent. That's like very like beautiful. Like, you know, there's tons of artistry in it, but it had been like papered over. Ooh. You know, he also found a door out to his porch that had been like walled up.
Nice.
So like he had a separate way to get to his porch that they just decided to like Montiato.
no options, please. Board it up.
Yeah. It's very like, I love that shit.
Yeah. I mean
that's hidden space.
My sense is that's a common dream. I mean, I've had that. You've had that dream, right? Where there's a door goes in your apartment is secretly bigger than you thought it was, or, you know, every house you lived in as a child is, you know, connected to end to end, that kind of thing. Like a Borges kind of deal. Yeah.
That is that feels good.
Yes.
I like that scariness.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what I thought of when that woman found, it was an annoying TikTok because it was like in 10 parts with a lot of buildup when it could have just been, hey, you'll never guess what I found behind this mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, TikToks are annoying.
Well, yeah. Except when they're fucking hilarious, but you know,
just sometimes they're funny, but it is just like sifting through them.
Yeah.
I just came up with a brilliant idea.
Okay.
Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
We both become billionaires.
Okay.
Okay. Cause it will take a lot of resources for this idea. And we need a lot of other people with disposable income for this to work.
Okay.
But we create a business where demented billionaires who are like us hire us to build a house, but we build it full of secrets for them.
Oh.
And they don't get to see it until they move in. Puzzle house.
Puzzle house. That is puzzle really house. Good. Like, oh, man.
We're going to build you a Jindosh mansion, and you don't get to know what it is until you live in it.
Mm-hmm. You get no input. Like
there
you
will be secrets here. Your kids will discover shit.
You can set parameters. Okay, you can say for my family, like I'm going to need, you know, 3 bedrooms, a bonus room for an office, you know, so lay out like the basics of what you need. This needs to be like accessible or whatever, right? You get those, no other input. They arrive, they're blindfolded, and then we do like the extreme home makeover bus reveal, right? And the pulls away and they walk in and the game begins.
And right before we do this, we invent a little concept I like to call the Murphy toilet.
So Murphitizing a toilet seems like you're playing with gasoline because there are two things in there that will ruin most surfaces, namely water and shit.
So. Yeah. Therein lies the game.
You need stakes is what you're saying.
Yeah. Like if you could just go to the bathroom normally, it's not very much of an adventure house, you know?
So you walk in, no toilets. But there's a small note. It's in a cipher. And you have to look around the house for clues. Missed house.
To find the right wall that you pull down to be a Murphy toilet. And it wouldn't have to create a huge mess because you could just leave it down, you know.
No, this is a wandering Murphy toilet. Like when you like it when you so you push it back into the wall like a drawer, it seals, gets like an airtight seal, and then that cannot be used again because the toilet shows up elsewhere. Okay.
Or it's only usable once, like it dissolves, it's made of paper or something.
Yeah. I mean, we can cheap out on this. We can make it basically like those little razor slots in bathrooms where you just put your used safety razors into the hollow in the wall. Like we can just have people leaving their business in, you know, in between studs
in the wall.
Right.
No one would know.
Right. Yeah. No one would know.
Yeah. be wonderful, you know? And then like, so you have to find the wandering Murphy toilet, or we invent the Murphy toilet that comes to you, like the Alexa, where it just anticipates when you need to use the bathroom through like a bio counter Apple Watch, and every wall is a Murphy toilet. So like you're just standing there talking to a friend or whatever, and then a toilet in the wall just goes, and it knows that one of you needs to use the bathroom.
Is this mine or is this yours? Which one is this?
Can I have the room? Yeah. Well, I guess I could go. Yeah. You guess? You know?
Yeah. I mean, like, you're the one making this awkward, okay? The house gave me a toilet.
Yeah. The house is very generous. You're the one who is a miser.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
God, I love Puzzle House.
Just a very insistent, you know. Just watching Legends of the Hidden Temple for Adaptation Decay just made me realize, you know, like the things that would make me happiest are just secret passages, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Or like there are rooms in my house or my dream house that I would use so infrequently that I wouldn't mind an obstacle course in front of them, you know, or like something like that. Like I have to like climb an aggro crag in order to get up to the attic.
Yeah.
That wouldn't feel so bad. That feels appropriate.
I basically have to climb an aggro crag to get into my attic. So.
Yeah, that's how attics are anyway. You may as well make it exciting.
Yeah.
You might as well add some gack. You know, to
it. Well, the Murphy toilet recycles all of the product into inert gack to be used on the aggro crag to get into the attic.
Food safe gack. Human grade USDA gack.
Yep. Yeah, it's fit for circus by animals, so it's fine. Yeah. By humans for humans. Yeah. There was a house I was looking at that would have been, you know, it was an older house. And just that ultimately ended up scotching the deal. A, because the people who
hold up a second.
Okay.
Is scotching the deal racist? Scottish?
Scotch verb. My last name is Ross, so I can own it. It doesn't say like antiquated. Scots people, let me know. I say scotched a lot, just you know, to say decisively put an end to. No, oh,
no,
weird.
No, and I talk to you more than anybody.
I suppose
than your family or your friends.
Okay, like, all right. Yeah.
Anywho,
but you know what I mean when I say that though, right?
Well, I do now.
Okay.
Like I'd never heard it before.
Okay. So. All right. Yeah. No. What ended up, it was old. It would have needed repairs. When you looked up in the attic, like the very spacious, you know, like spooky attic, when you looked up, where the eaves met, you would see daylight and it's like, this is too much house for me. And it had like a really spooky, like half height basement. That was like unfinished to the point where like, I think when it rained, there would be a river in it, you know?
Yeah.
Like just that kind of
swamp pool.
Oh, swamp pool there. And also there was a welded shut cistern out back. And I was like, there's probably some cool stuff in that cistern.
Oh, definitely.
Basically it would have been a way for me to buy some very expensive problems when I was unable to deal with them. Also the previous owners stripped all of the electronics out of the house, so there was no there were like the I would have had to provide an air conditioner and a furnace for a two-story house. Right. It's a very good idea that I didn't buy that house, but if there was going to be in this town a puzzle house, that would have been the one.
This may exist. I wonder if anyone's like listening and they're gonna be like, yeah, you fucking idiots.
Oh, like when we talked about grown-up like playgrounds or jungle gyms, you know, like, oh, there's this cool place in Missouri where you can just do that.
Yeah I wonder
yeah,
because this feels like there could actually be this as a thing.
Well, I mean, especially as like, you know, every billionaire is a fucking nerd now, you know, or nerds become billionaires, so like, you know, we're not the first people with our own particular neuroses or who grew up watching Webster or whatever, who have an affinity for mansions with secret passageways. You know, this is not the first time that's happened.
No. And this to me is a positive way that all the billionaires can be dorks, as opposed to like the fact that like the Amazon project for finding their AstroTurf people is called like Project Veritas.
Jesus.
And Elon Musk tweeting that music makes his heart sing. You know, shit like that, which is like, you fucking, I want to pants you so bad, you fucking apartheid nerd. Mm-hmm. But like, you're 50, fuck off.
Yeah.
You know,
stop tweeting sucks, anime cat girl memes. You fucking, yeah,
like you're not good at this, and it's very sad and pathetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's no good.
No, yeah. No good.
If I can't blacken the sky with helicopters, I at least want Puzzle House. So
yeah. Give us one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick before we leave.
Okay.
Did you notice that the game fact for this was the game fact of the month in 2003?
No, I didn't.
Or game fact of the month, October 23 by Dom's Ninja. Award-winning fact. The first time we run into these somehow.
You know, I've seen like tags applied to some of the facts. I've never seen a fact of the month winner.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
You know, so go Dom's.
Yeah, good on you, Dom's. Ending your fact with a TV on the radio quote.
Maybe he just puts this in all of his thing, because he also got it for December 2019 for his blasphemous fact. And maybe he's just that good, or maybe this is just part of his SIG.
Oh, maybe this is self-applied, but like the other ones are like, you know, user's choice. Like, this is the most active. Yeah. Like, I've seen these tags before, but that's
this really, guy's a god.
That's, I mean, just the idea that you could self-apply one of those is really cheap to me. So
yeah, he's doing well.
Yeah,
like a lot of these are facts of the year. This is truly one of the best fact people that we've ever seen.
Yeah, it's a good fact. It's well formatted. I don't necessarily need to know how to you get the abject suffering star. Like, when we see somebody who's received a lot of rewards, let's just pile on more rewards.
Yep Congrats.
Yeah.
Most recommended, highest rated.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's great.
Master of the craft. I want to see his reviews. One second here. Let's see if he has any outsiders. Build us a puzzle house, for fuck's sake. No, I want to be more generous than that. Please, we would appreciate a puzzle house. What?
3.5 stars for rocket slime.
Mm?
Pass.
No.
What should people do if they like this show?
Well, if they like the show, they can support us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Get 2 extra episodes per month at $5. And at $10, get access to the 100+ bonus episodes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so support us. Leave ratings, reviews, tell your friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's very appreciated.
It is.
We would like it if you did that.
I need
to use the bathroom, so... I gotta go use my Murphy toilet. What can they do until next time, Cole?
Well, as our friend on Twitter, Bobby C. Jameson, always says, until next time, have a great summer.